Welcome to the Australian Small Business Show. Join us, your hosts, Matt Hayway and Christy Lee Billett, small business owners just like you, as we bring our first-hand experiences to offer insights, advice and inspiration to help you build a successful small business. Each week we'll discuss one specific strategy, topic, resource or tip that's relevant for every small business, and we'll be inviting along some amazing special guests and friends in business to share their expertise with you. Whether you're starting out, scaling up, or a seasoned small business owner, the Australian Small Business Show is for you. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Australian Small Business Show. Matt, hi.
Hey, Christy Lee, how are you going?
I'm good. We have a guest with us on the podcast today, and I'm particularly excited about this guest because not only do I know how amazing her work is, but also it's an area that I'm really terrible at in business. So I'm happy to have a guest here. So today we have Sankey from Stellar Frequency with us. Hey, Sankey.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today.
Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
No problems. Now, Sankey is a copywriter. I think I'm using the appropriate terminology, and this is where I'm going to be terrible with terminology, and Sankey is going to make sure we're all on track here today. And Sankey, who do you work with in your business? What sort of work do you do?
So with my business, I like to help small to medium businesses kind of finesse their website copy. And I do also love writing blogs, which I know is something we might chat about a little bit later. So I'm a content writer and a copywriter. Formatively, my experience is writing a lot of content around arts marketing environments and in the not-for-profit space. And copywriting I've done with agencies.
Fantastic. So this is a really good place to start, because today we want to talk about copywriting and what it is and when you might want to get a copywriter involved in your business. But you've just given us a really important distinction there, that there are two different things at play here. One is copywriting and one is content writing. So can you tell us what they each are and why they're different?
Well, they both involve writing, which is a good place to start. Content writing and copywriting often get conflated. And they're actually two very different things, two different ways of writing, and for two different purposes. So with content writing, that's often more providing information, educational knowledge transfer, or entertainment. And the idea around content writing is to build that trust and authority in the space that you're in as a small business owner, that you know what you're talking about, you're providing evidence that you know what you're talking about, and building that credibility. Mm-hmm. And you also want to give a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of love to your audiences and prospective leads as well. So giving them an easy win where they can, that usually happens through content writing. Mm. On the other side, copywriting is quite influenced by psychology, because the purpose of copywriting is to take your reader on a journey, mm-hmm. And encourage them to take a particular action at the end of that experience. And so it's a lot more psychologically kind of driven. It influences the audience around how they're feeling. So a lot of copywriting will tap into emotions at different points in a particular structure. Different types of copy, like a sales page, will have a particular formula that you will follow, and you'll notice this if you start paying a bit more attention to the sales pages that you're on, versus email sequences will follow a different type of structure as well, depending on the call to action that you want your audience to take.
That's a fantastic distinction. And I had no idea those two things were different. Did you know that, Matt?
No, I absolutely had no idea. So do you use them separately, or do they sort of live together sometimes?
I would use them in tandem, I think. A good example is, like, if you've got a launch, you're launching a product or a membership, that's when you will be leaning more on the copywriting.
Yeah.
Because you're really trying to encourage people who are interested and the people you're, like, your target audience, to come through the door and take that next step with you. Whereas with content writing, you kind of always want to have a bit of content writing happening all the way throughout your cycle. And throughout the year, that's how you keep your audiences engaged.
Is that like for authority? So if you're in, say, a particular industry and you want to be an expert in that industry, the content writing is essential?
I would say so. Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, we've got lots of other mediums coming through, like podcasting, like what we're on, and there's audio and visual mediums for transferring information. But I think writing is still has a place in establishing authority, and particularly on social media, a lot of that, all of those captions is knowledge transfer that you can do.
Well, I think most of our listeners would probably be in that space where they don't have a podcast themselves. So generally, and most of them are probably just dabbling in video, and predominantly they're probably used just still using words to get their message across, let's say.
It is an accessible way of marketing yourself.
Where does a small business owner start with either?
Website is a really good place to start. I liken websites to like your digital business card. It's got all the information about you, all of that key, just the key details that you want people to have to determine whether they want to work with you or whether they need your services or not. So it's often a very low risk space in the early days as well, because no one, if you're starting a brand new business, no one knows you're there. So you can take a bit of time, and experiment and take a few iterations of how you want to communicate, what you want to communicate to your audiences. But before you even get to that stage, I'd say one of the most important things, regardless of whether you're writing content or copy, is being really clear about who you're writing to, and who your target audience is, who you're for, and who you're not for as well. Because part of one of the goals of really good copywriting is to let people in who you're writing for, and keep people out who your product and service isn't for, so you don't have to deal with that headache on the back end when you realize that there's a mismatch between what they're expecting and what you're able to deliver.
And so, am I right in saying your website will have a combination of content writing and copywriting? Because some pages on your website might be a sales page, right? You want people to take action, so you're going to need that more, as you said, psychologically driven framework of information and words on that page. Whereas the About You page might be more content, or your blog page is more content writing. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. I think there'll always be a mix of the two. It's just getting really clear. I think I often see small business owners attempt to do something that requires copywriting with a content writing approach. And often that's where you'll start to see that results aren't coming through that you want. And so just being really aware that there is a distinction between content writing and copywriting. But yes, 100%, both of those will live on your website typically.
What about social media? So a lot of small business owners go straight to Facebook, straight to LinkedIn, and they want to get their message across three
Straight to
times a
Instagram
week,
more and more these
or
days.
Instagram. You know, what tips do you have for a small business owner in respect to how do they approach those posts? You know, how many, you know, how long should they be? Is it content? Is it copywriting?
It's a really good question. It's going to be different for everyone, which is probably not the answer that you want to hear, because it really depends on the type of relationship you want to build with your audience on those platforms. I would always encourage you to give away what you can, reasonably give away to your audiences to help build that trust, but also just to genuinely help them. People are more likely to come back and work with you if they've received some free advice that you've
Some
shared.
value.
Yeah, and they go, "Oh, that actually worked. I'm going to keep, tabs on this person. Next time maybe they have an offer, I'll come through the door." And that's exactly what happened with me with Belinda Weaver's copywriting incubator course, I think like 18 months ago. She gives away a lot of good information for free on her socials. And eventually I came through the door as a paid customer. So it does work. And that's where I would encourage small business owners to kind of focus their energies. How do you build that trust in those spaces? And a lot of that's by just genuinely helping people in those spaces with the kind of content or copy you're sharing.
And I think that's everything in business, isn't it? If you're focused on helping your customer achieve the outcome they want to achieve, that builds know, like, and trust, and that builds that. I think a lot of people think that by giving away that information, that insight, or that advice, that that person's then never going to work with you. That's couldn't be further from the truth. They're much more likely to work with you. So if you always keep the customer front of mind and you're trying to help the customer, everything you do, including content writing and copywriting, will have its payoff as well, which is really interesting. And so I really love that distinction. I think that's going to really help a lot of people understand the purpose of what they're writing, and that focus on who are you writing this for, I think, is also really important. So in terms of getting a copywriter involved in your business, for what sort of things might you want to engage a copywriter? Is there a particular point in a lot of businesses' journey where actually it's time, or are some people actually just really good at this on their own and will never need to engage someone? It's not me, by the way, that if that person.
That's not me either.
It's a little from column A, a little from column B. I think there's some business owners who are naturally just going to take to it, take to writing, and really connect well in the way that they write with their audiences. And there's going to be others for whom that's not a strength, and that's totally okay because they're getting into business for the reasons and the skills that they're able to offer, not necessarily because they can write great website copy, right?
Yeah.
I think you want to get a copywriter in if you have something that you're really trying to get people to invest in. And that could be, again, a product. It could be a membership, whatever service you offer. That's where copywriting can really be persuasive to the right people that you're trying to bring into your business. And they will, a good copywriter will take you through that process as well, so you understand what's happening. Ideally, what you want a copywriter to do is to workshop with you, really get to understand your business, your tone of voice, your larger kind of bigger picture goals and aims, and then how this particular offering fits in with that, and then build a copy from there. And it's always more of a collaboration, I see. Sometimes you think, I think this is also where some small businesses can get tripped up when they do engage a copywriter, is they think, oh, great, like I've washed my hands, I don't need to do that again. It's been outsourced. And particularly for small businesses, a lot of the point of difference is you. So it's your tone of voice. You are often your brand, and you want to make sure that that's embedded in all of the writing that goes out and all of the communication around your business. And no matter how excellent a copywriter is, like always check that the words that are going out are what you would want to communicate to your audience as well.
So, because it sounds to me like copywriting is there's technique and strategy. There's involved in doing it. So it'd be just pure chance that a small business owner would have those skills, I would suggest, if they wouldn't be able to sit down and go, right, this is the copywriting technique from, you know, the sales page through to the sign-ups, the email marketing, that whole piece is the copywriting piece. Yeah. I think for me personally, it'd be pure luck if I got that right.
Again, I think it depends on the person. I feel like there's definitely a lot of small business owners out there who are killing it, for whom copywriting and content writing isn't necessarily their wheelhouse, but they've done some short courses, they understand the results of it, and they've honed that over years and years and years, and they don't necessarily need to outsource to a copy or content writer, and that's fine. It works for them. I think it's about finding what works for you. And if you're really struggling with writing copy or with seeing the results that you want when you are marketing a particular product or service, calling in a copywriter and working with a copywriter might be a good idea at that stage. And then seeing what are the gaps in the way that you're communicating this particular thing? What have you maybe missed? And how can we kind of refine that, tighten it, and iterate essentially to get the results that you want?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I talk to a lot of business owners about the fact you don't have to become the expert at everything in business. And I had to learn that the hard way. I was doing bookkeeping courses when I was 39 weeks pregnant because I thought I needed to learn how to be a bookkeeper. No, I just needed to outsource to a bookkeeper. Like, it's really simple. I think it's the same, you know, with copywriting and content writing. It's one of those things we think we just should be doing ourselves. And if it's not your wheelhouse, and there's certain elements of what I write that I can write pretty easily, there's other elements I definitely need to get someone like Sankey's help with, because it's some kind of weird witchcraft to me, this copywriting business.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at before.
You can just arrange words and it flows so well, and it sounds like it, you know, and it just wouldn't, it would take me hours and hours and days and weeks to get it right. And it's just not the best use of my time. Yeah. So there is particularly that psychology aspect to it, and I get that framework. You've got to get that right, because if it's in the wrong order, it's not going to work. So I think you're right. When you're looking at something that where maybe you're selling something or you're promoting something and you want someone to take a particular action, having that expertise is really valuable.
So Sankey, if a small business owner wanted to, you know, improve their content and copywriting within the business and they want to do it themselves, you got any tips for them?
Follow copywriters on social media. They're always giving away a lot of love. One copywriter in particular that I love following on LinkedIn, Chase DeMond, gives away so much gold for free. It's everything that he posts is brilliant and useful and 100% any accessible, like anyone can take that and run with it. And I love the way that he does that. I think, yeah, follow a bunch of copywriters, listen to what they're saying. Sometimes they'll offer free resources which you can take and adapt. Beyond that, though, I think it's really important to know your audience and to know the benefits of what you offer. And that's often where I think small businesses also stop. And Belinda Weaver does a lot around what are the big benefits of your offer, of your business, of your service, and how do you then communicate that across? Because we often stop short at what does a business do? Like, my business does this. I can write words for you. Sure, great. Like, but what's the benefit? I can save you time. I can get you the results that you want to see. Those are benefits. The fact that I write words is just how I do it. So I encourage you to go deeper when you're doing your brainstorming for your content. And yeah, so know your audience, focus on your benefits, and don't try and use too many fancy words. This is also something else I see, particularly if you're in a niche industry. Keep it simple. There's a great app called the Hemingway app, where if you take anything you've written and you copy paste it into, it's a free web app, you can copy paste it in there. It will give you a readability score, which will tell you what level of education someone needs to read what you've written. And it's often quite surprising. So I'm someone that's very flowery and I like a lot of words. So I also need to rein that back for myself in
I
terms of.
think a lot of the websites too, the blog, when you're uploading your blog, it'll actually give you a readability score in there too. I know I use Wix and Wix will do that.
That's
cool.
Handy to know. Yeah, so keep it simple. And the other thing that's really important with copywriting, if you're going to do it yourself, is your headline. Like, you really want that. People are attention poor these days. If you don't grab them with that headline, if you don't grab their intention with intrigue, whatever emotion you're trying to elicit from someone reading your content, you're likely to lose them. And it's also particularly important the first couple of sentences, whether that's on social media or in your blog post, in your email, on your sales page, is really effective and speaks directly to your target audience, their needs, their desires, their fears, whichever angle you're taking. You want to make that really clear up front and not waffle too much. It can and it I think it's also a challenging thing for some small business owners because you don't want to like big note yourself and go, oh, I can do all of these amazing things for you. There's a lot of layers to
Pro
talk about.
marketing, yeah, we want, but yeah, that headline piece, and this is something I use headline generators and all sorts of things for because I will definitely not create the best headline first up. It's something that needs refinement.
So what does that headline need to do? Is it needs to find that person in pain, does it? So if I'm scrolling through and I've got a problem, does it need to answer that problem?
It's not necessarily someone in pain. I prefer to like tap into people's desires. And so it might stem from they have a desire to not be experiencing a particular type of pain, but I find desire driven headlines a lot more effective for myself and for the clients that I work with. But you can use fear as a motivator for sure. Shock value also. I think,
Clickbait.
yeah, I'd be wary about using clickbaity style articles as well, like headlines. I think it's one of those things where you want to maintain integrity around your brand as well. So it's a bit of a balance, and you're only going to figure that out by doing it yourself. So.
So, well, that comes to a lot of these episodes we're doing, all of this advice we're getting from experts. Having a point in time where you're reviewing what you're doing and finding what's working, what's not working seems to be, it seems to come across in every episode we talk about that if you put something in place, there's no use doing it unless at some point in time you're looking at what you've done to see if it's working or it's not working.
Yeah,
100%.
absolutely. So, Sankey, I really love today's chat. I love the distinction between copy and content writing. That's like new for me. So, that's great to learn something today as well. But those really great tips that you gave us, your headlines have got to be great. Like Matt said, you've got to be reviewing and checking what's working and what's not. Follow really good copywriters and content writers on socials because learn from the masters, right? Like, why not follow along with them? And obviously, the importance of the content on your website. And when it might be good to get some help. So we appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Yeah,
And we
thanks,
would
Nikki.
love to chat to you again on the podcast in the future.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll put all the details if you want to connect with Sankey, where you can find her on socials and her website in the show notes. So you can grab those details there.